these near-death experiences whereby people get close to death and they think they have a death experience, when really they've just had an inner sort of dream. I've had dreams too. But death is unconsciousness. There's no consciousness in death, according to the scriptures. There's no thoughts. And as it is written in the book of John, no man hath ascended into heaven, in the Gospel of John, except he that came down from heaven, the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Which means no one has ever gone up to heaven. As Peter stated, David is not ascended into the heavens. David the patriarch had not ascended into heaven. And as John said, and he wrote this after the resurrection, no man has ascended into heaven except he that came down. Jesus is the only person who ever went up to heaven. He said, well, their bodies are still in the ground. No, you don't understand. What do they say at the funeral? Well, he's not here. He's not there anymore. He's with God. But according to the scriptures, they say he is in the ground. He is here. They don't say he's with God. That's not what they say of the dead. Though, you know, I think when people say, well, what about when Paul talks about, you know, being, I would willing rather to be absent from the body or present with the Lord. I don't know if I covered that or not, but that's a different issue because, you know, his perspective on that is one thing, but I think it's to take something that is said in passing like that and hold it up against stuff that is definitive in its doctrine, like Jesus talking in John chapter 5, or the Apostle Peter who says, let me tell you plainly that the dead are dead and buried, or the Apostle Paul speaking in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Again, these things are said in doctrine, and the doctrine is clear. It's one thing when you take something that he says offhand, and you all of a sudden say, see. It's like, well, wait a second. You can't take something anecdotal or something that's said in an offhand sort of way and compare that against something that is said in the doctrine. And if you don't understand what I mean by that, it's basically like you're taking a false impression of what someone is saying from something that's out of context as opposed to something that is specifically telling you what happens to people who are dead. Now, when you have a passage that specifically is telling you what happens to people who are dead, that takes precedence over something where someone says, you know, I really love you people. I don't know. I'm kind of in the straight whether to be absent from the body or present from the Lord. You know, when someone says something like that, you can't run with that to destroy the teachings of Jesus Christ, which is what people do. I can't wait to do 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But I guess as I say this, because it's important, it is the resurrection, because there's so much important doctrine surrounding Jesus Christ's body. He was crucified. His body was crucified. He was buried. As it says, his soul was not left in hell, meaning the grave. His soul went into the ground. And from thence God rose it up after 3 days. Jesus did not, when he died, go to God. His spirit, he gave up the spirit, but the spirit is not the person. The spirit is just life. And it's more than, definitely there's something about a spirit, but there's different, spirits are like, there's the seven spirits of God, right? And God could give me a certain spirit. One day your spirits can be up, the other day spirits this way, spirits. God recently gave me a new spirit. He gave me the Holy Ghost at one point. And there's, you know, the spirit of Elijah. There's spirits of this, spirits of that. So, I mean, spirits is life, but it's also like it can cause you to walk a certain way in the world, but it is not necessarily who you are. Because who you are is independent of that spirit that moves you. And the spirit, you know, like it says, John the Baptist came in the spirit and power of Elijah. Now, he wasn't Elijah reincarnated. He didn't come with the soul of Elijah. He came in the spirit of Elijah. I mean, the same spirit that God had put on Elijah, he put on John. And so, there is definitely like this, the spirit is just the spirit. Spirit goes back to God who gave it. But the soul, the actual person, goes into the ground. And really, that's only kind of metaphorical. We comfort each other with that thing, because if it wasn't for the resurrection, they're just gone. They're dead. They're not, there's nothing. Sleep is just a metaphor for death. I mean, you're dead. You're dead. You know? And the reason I'm talking, why am I talking about the dead in this context? Well, again, because it has to do with Jesus Christ in the flesh. He was dead and buried. He rose from the dead. And he's returning in the flesh. And there are those who are, even today, deny. Well, they say, well, we do affirm he's going to return in the flesh, like, later. Ah, you've split up the comings of Christ. You've formed new doctrines. And now you say he's coming, but he's not coming in the flesh. He's just going to come snatch people away. These are lies. And, again, whatever you've added to the word in that, you've taken away from him coming in the flesh. So the rapture, apart from the apostle giving his official seal to it, I'll give my official seal to it. The rapture is Antichrist. The pre-tribulation rapture. But any idea that we're going to be going, flying off to heaven, snatched away, is false. We're going to meet the Lord in the air, but the Lord is on his way down. Like, he's coming to Jerusalem. I live in Illinois. How am I going to get there? What's the quickest way to get? And Jesus is coming in the clouds. I'm going to meet the Lord in the air. Whether it be from the resurrection of the dead or from the transfiguration of the living. I'm going to meet the Lord in the air. Because I'm going to... So there will be a sort of a flight, you know. Is Jesus ascending to heaven in a cloud? But we're not going to ascend to heaven. We're going to ascend... Well, we'll ascend to the near heavens, where he is, in the clouds. But we will meet him there. And we will meet him in the air. And we will come and return to the earth. Which is where he's coming, you know. We're not going to walk over to Jerusalem, where he's returning. We're not going to, catch a bus, hop a train, get on a airplane. Not that kind of fly. But we're going to be bodily caught up. True. So I don't deny that aspect of it, but I deny that from that point you're going to go to heaven, or, you're not going up for a mansion or anything. In fact, if you don't have your mansion now, you're already lacking. Because people who talk about those mansions, they have not understood John 14. I look forward to teaching the Gospel of John. Okay, well, but that's all Antichrist. Anyone who says we're going to leave, escape the Great Tribulation, blah, 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 blah. You know, there's a lot of Christians who are already in Great Tribulation.